All right, so starting on Hey Yom and Aleph. At the two dots. Hayapachos me asara tvachim v'chokak bo lashlimo. Ma'asara. Okay, so... yeah. So the Korah can't be lower than 10 tvachim. Korah can't be lower than 10 tvachim. Correct? Is there a reason given for that? Yeah, Rashi's learning that it's has to be a dofen. Now, what's difficult about the sugya is, in general, I mean, we skipped the first part of if it's higher than Esrim, but maybe we'll come back to it. Is that there are many machloksin about how the Korah works. Is it Mishum Heker? Is it Mishum Mechitza? And it's like a running debate.
Where are you getting Mishum Pesach?
The Pesach is the first shita of Rav. So Gemara rejects Rav. Rav says it's a din of Pesach. Right? It concludes that it's Mishum Heker. Okay? But apparently it doesn't settle the matter completely. Because the Gemara takes up the possibility, according to Abaye, right, that it's Mishum Mechitza. That's on the Gemara right before. Hayagavah Me'asramam Bolamato. Right? And Tosus holds. Where is that Tosus? Where is that Sugir, Daniel? On the Tesvav. Yeah. That Tosus on Tesvav, Abaye Latayme, the Gemara over here on Tesvav says that Abaye holds a lechi is Mishum Mechitza. And Tosus says, Hainu, what does it mean Latayme? He says, "Hainu lechad lishna zel gavi haya gavoa mechaf ubolamato the ksover da filu kora mishum mechitza v'kol shekain lechi." So according to one lishna, Abaye holds kora is mishum lechi, mishum mechitza, and lechi is mishum mechitza. But like I say, these things are there's never a conclusion of the Gemara itself. It's one way or the other. So all the sugyas are sort of in flux about whether it's going to be... These same issues keep coming up. It's not really clear what it means, Mishum Heker or Mishum Mechitza. Does it mean... If you hold Mishum Heker, does it mean it has no idea, no shame Mechitza? And if you hold Mishum Mechitza, does it mean there's no issue of Heker? So on the latter question, we'll see. We're in a very hard position. We're in a very difficult position, where it's a fairly complicated subject matter, and you just have to become familiar with it. You have to have a certain level of familiarity with it in order to be able to keep the complexity down. But the only way to get familiar with it is just to jump into it. And like I said, you have to sort of suspend your desire to for complete knowledge at this point. Don't do like some people tend to do here, is to take every glimmer of information and try to work out an entire system around it. Okay, we gotta just take things as they are. If you're wondering, don't over. I thought that would be enough to make it clear to you, but no. Don't try to over universalize. All right. You don't want to be like the person, who touched one aspect of the one limb of the animal and concluded that it was, that old story. But I don't remember. But I know it wasn't complimentary. But you got to just build it up slowly. Okay. But I will tell you, it doesn't seem from this sugya alone. It seems, and no matter what you hold, whether Heker or Mechitza, it still has to qualify as a Mechitza. Okay. In other words, the point is like this. I was discussing it with Daniel before, that I'm assuming you guys sort of remember things that we did a while ago. I know it was a while ago. But just as a quick review, in other words, the Gemara first had a question of what's the heter of Korah. And it's really a twofold question. The heter of Korah and the limit of Esther Mama. Right? The limit of Esther Mama. It might not. So, one second. So, Rav held that the idea of Korah is Pesach. Right? That's what it is. It replicates a Pesach. And from that, naturally, was a limit of 20. Tired?
What? Yeah.
From that naturally was a limit of 20. Okay, because the Pesach of the Heichal, or what was he held? Yeah. Well, whatever it is, we hold the Pesach of the Heichal is 20. We learn from Heichal that's the limit of Pesach. Okay. But the Gemara rejects Rav in the end. Right? Rav never makes a comeback on that. I mean, nobody agrees with Rav. He himself, we'll have to see who comes back, and we have to deal with his shita later also. But the stam of the Gemara does not accept Rav, and the psak does not follow Rav. So the Gemara said, if it's not mishum Pesach, what is it? Taima mai mishum mishum hekera. Okay, but when you say taima mai mishum hekera, what does that mean? Now take a look at Rashi, a very telling Rashi over here on Gimel and Rav. We made note of it at the time, but I don't know if we derived anything from it. So Rashi says, Korah l'rabbonon taima mai. And then what does he say? Bo'u toch chof ama. So what does that mean? Taima mai. Taima mai bo'u tochof amo. Why do the Rabbanan require within 20 amos? Not what is the idea and the reasoning of a Korah. Just why is it limited to 20 amos? It's tremendously different. Okay? I'm going to explain it. Because we're coming off of Rav. Okay? Rav said that the idea of Korah is Pesach. Once I tell you the idea of Korah is Pesach, it has a natural limit of 20 amos. Because there's no Pesach greater than 20 amos. Now, who is it? Rav Nachman, I believe, right? Rav Nachman rejects Rav's reasoning. He says, a Korah is not because of a Pesach. So then the question is, where is the limit of 20 amos from? Okay, that's the Gemara's only question. The Gemara, intriguingly, the Gemara doesn't ask what is a Korah according to Rav Nachman. It asks, according to Rav Nachman, where do you have a limitation of 20 amos from? According to Rav, if the Korah was a Pesach, the limitation of 20 amos is from the idea of Pesach itself. But according to Rav Nachman, whatever a Korah is, it doesn't apparently have its own natural self-limiting quality of 20 amos. So the question becomes, what limits it to 20 amos? And that, the Gemara says, is Mishum Hekera. But it never exactly addresses what is the Korah according to Rav Nachman. You understand? If it were addressing that question, it should say, Taima Mai. It should just be, Taima mai, meaning what is a Korah? But Rashi jumps in and says, no, Taima mai is not what is a Korah. Taima mai is where does Rav Nachman get the limitation of 20? Okay? But it would seem, this is our first step over here, okay, of going beyond the daf. Everything I'm saying up to this point is just the daf. Alright? But It would seem. Well, we have to think about this now. But it would seem like this, based on the Gemara that we're doing on Dalet on Beis and Hayim and Aleph. It seems that according to, if you're going to reject Rav, that Korah is not Mishum Pesach, then you are embracing that the Korah functions somewhat like a Mechitza, Lemaisa. And the only question, though, is why should a Mechitza be limited by 20 Amos? That's an interesting question. Because then the Gemara should have just asked, time am I? Meaning, say, what is it? It's a good question.
Why is the reason for 20?
See, I would propose a solution like this. This is something we have to keep everything, you know, in this proper place. And this is it's a proposal. You know, you shouldn't accept or reject it based on what you know right now, but it's something we should keep in mind. It would seem like this, that it could be that according to the Gemara, a Korah has to be an entity of has to be an entity of Mavoi. Okay? There's no such thing as an entity of Heker. That's not a definitive cheftza. That's an effect. Okay. But as a cheftza, the tikkun, like we were saying originally from the first Rashi, that there's a mavoi that has a takana, has a tikkun, and a mavoi that does not have a tikkun. Okay. But a tikkun of mavoi, it would seem, has to be that you're adding an element of mavoi. It has to be that you are completing the mavoi in some way. Painting the mavoi red, for instance, would not be a tikkun mavoi. It would make it really outstanding, and everybody would go, "Whoa! I'm definitely in a new place here," right? Provided the whole city's not red, but would it properly be called a tikkun mavoi? Not if you mean by tikkun mavoi something that's enhancing its quality of mavoi. It would have to be adding a like element. It would have to be what you would say modifying the mavoi. It would have to be an addition to mavoi. That would only be you'd have to like if you have a car and you would soup it up. What do they say now? Yeah. Soup it up. So I mean, you'd add extra shocks. You'd add the bumpers, whatever it is. It would have to be part of what a car does, right? But so too with mavoi. You have to add an element that is recognized by mavoi. So there are two elements, maybe three elements that are recognized by mavoi. Right, there's Pesach. That was Rav's approach. Okay, and then there is also an idea of Mechitza, which is certainly an element of Mavoi, because the Mavoi is an entity of Mechitzos, and possibly there's an entity of Roof. We'll have to think about that. Okay, Korah itself, just Roof, because Roof is a part of structure. It has to be something that's structurally related to Mavoi. That's what the Meiri said. That why does it say Mavoi Shugavoa? It's just because sometimes it calls a part of the Mavoi Mavoi. That's what the Meiri said.
Now, is the Heker going to express itself because the effect of the Mechitza is going to be Heker?
So then, according to this way of learning, the Gemara knows that Rav Nachman does not hold that it's a Pesach, but some other element of Mavoi. And then the question is, no other element of Mavoi has a natural limitation of 20 Amos. So where does he get the limitation of 20 Amos from? That's what the Gemara is asking. There's no other natural limit so that's what he says, no. When he says what a Korah is, it's true. Now you have to differentiate between what a Korah is and how it creates Heter. Okay. So it is an element of Mavoi. So if I would put it on in a way that it wouldn't qualify as a mechitza, for instance, then it just wouldn't be a korah. There'd just be no korah here. They couldn't formulate korah in any other way than part of the mavoi. They can't. They're not just making something out of nothing. It's not a yesha. It's not the ayin over here. It's the natural elements of mavoi. But they could hold like this: that how does it function? What is the heter? The heter is that it creates heker. It brings attention, like Rashi says, it brings attention to the fact that that this area is different. Okay, so the heter comes from the heker. So that's why if it's higher than 20 amos, it's true you'll have a mechitza. But it's not the mechitza that's creating the heter, because according to many Rishonim, it's already Rishu Siyachu without that extra mechitza. So it's really essentially heker that's creating the essentially heker that's creating the heter. The only thing is, there can't be a heker of mavoi if it's a foreign entity to mavoi. Then it would just be like a big sign. Caution: you are entering a different zone. Right. That's not halachic. That's not a halachic tzura. You hear?
Mm-hmm. Why can't Pesach express that? Why
can't Pesach could. They just held that that's not what okay. They just held that's not what it was.
But it could, because it could be still part of the essence of the Mavoi.
Yes. Well, we'll see. Because we'll see. That we still hold, Rav held Korah itself as Mitin Pesach, but we still hold there's such a thing as called a tzura sa Pesach. Right, we'll have to see how that plays in. But so therefore, back to our Gemara and Hay, it must at least be a machitza. It must at least be a machitza. Otherwise, it's foreign. It's just a foreign object. It's just a stick in the middle of the mavoi. A korah is not a stick in the middle of the mavoi. A korah has to be a part of the mavoi. In order to be part of the mavoi, it has to be a binyan. Right? Hecker, you hold that way, right? Now, as if you hold mishum hecker, you still need the shem mechitza there, okay? But if you hold mishum mechitza, that's where Rashi has to fill in the blank over here. If you learn mishum mechitza, so why can't it be lamala maaser amah, right? Because there's no limitation on 20 amas for mechitza. That's a serious problem. So that's where Rashi has to figure it out over here on Hey Amin Aleph. He says, Manda Omar Arba Kosova Koru Hamateras Bimavoi Taima Mishum Mechitza. Now the way we're proposing to learn, it means to say that what? It means to say what? That they held you don't need to actually be so, same with the Mechitza Mamish. Okay, but you... Is that thing on?
Yeah.
So, I don't remember what we were just saying.
You're saying why it's the Rashi and Matamah?
Yeah. If you say time of Mishum Mechitza, so that's a good time, but it doesn't give you a time for Lamala Maaser Amah. That tells you what it is. It's a Mechitza. Right? And it would seem they're learning that you don't, it's not the Heker aspect of it that gives the Heter, it's purely the Mechitza aspect that gives it the Heter. Okay? But then the problem is, why shouldn't Lamala Miyasim be good? So that's what Rashi has to say, that V'omru Rabbonon de'bitzvei me'esrim lo amrinan yorev esosim. You have to say that they held, it's Mishum Mechitza. The heter of the Mavoi from the Korah is Mishum Mechitza. But they limited how far the Mechitza drops. They limited the reach of the stima. I should rephrase that. I don't like the way it's coming out. It's not that it comes down 20 amos no matter what. Unless it's within 20 amos, it doesn't come down.
Why would they limit it?
Don't know. Because the Mishnah says it's limited. This is really a third shita, right? It's really a third shita. But it's the same as Rav Nachman insofar as it's rejecting Rav. The Gemara didn't... I don't know why the Gemara didn't take it up at that point. But...
Doesn't Mishum Heker also reject
Rav? Right, but Mishum Heker explained why it can't be higher than Esrim. Right. Mishum Mechitza doesn't explain why it can't be higher than Esrim. Right. Yeah.
Is there any consistent thing that Gemara means when it says Torah Mishum Lot? Does it always mean, is this the Heker exists or what?
I think it usually means the heter. The heter of the thing. Always. That's what I think it should mean.
So there's Rashi on Gimel, which said
An extraneous din. Now you should know that we'll get to it hopefully to the next Amud Beis over here. That the Gemara holds even if you're going to say need the phone. Now you should know what I was saying before that the next Amud on Amud Beis. The Gemara seems to hold that even if you hold Mishum Mechitza, you need a little bit of Heker too. Okay, so they're not totally different. They're not totally separable. Okay, we'll have to see. But anyway, what we can derive, it would seem, from this sugya on Heyam and Aleph is that Rashi's saying it has to be a Mechitza. Otherwise, you don't have anything. Otherwise, you can't get started. There's nothing to get started with. The sugya before on Dalet Amud Beis was where you had the mechitza, and then the question was, you don't have the heker aspect of it, or you don't have or it's not your v'sosim properly. So then you had to fix it. But he's saying that sugya over there is not the same as the sugya where it's less than 10. Where it's less than 10, you have to start from scratch. You have nothing. You have to make the dofen mitchilaso. Over there was a question of really, midin Torah, it's a chefza of mechitza on the mavoi, but it's lacking either the aspect of heker or the tikkun drabonon of esrim amah of yoriv sosim, right? So that's a din of fixing it up. So that's why Rashi's saying that they're not comparable sugyas. You really can't. They're not really the same. You can't ask a kasha from that sugya onto this sugya. How come over there he held you needed one and over here you need four? It's a different. It's a completely different question.
But nobody here is holding it. It's roof.
That's what it would seem. Seeing the roof, so the roof possibility is not being taken seriously here. Unless, right? That Rashi does not say anything about roof. Does not say a word about roof. Just says dofen, right? I mean, unless you're going to say that's what roof. I mean, roof itself is only, I guess if we think about it more clearly here, roof itself is only significant in so far as it frames out a Pesach or it's considered the close of the building. That's what it seems to be holding. Roof per se is not significant. So that's why he doesn't hold from, he's not learning roof per se would be a tikkun.
So we're throwing out
that possibility. We're putting it way back on the burner. Right. I'm trying to say why they're not taking evil over no good. You see, the Rambam seems to learn not like Rashi over here about the 10 Tefachim. Because in Yud Zayin Yud Dalet, he says Kama Yiyeh Pesach Hamavoi V'Yeh Dailech Shero Belechi Yokor. Right? How high? What's the minimum height of the Pesach of the Mavoi? To have the heter of Lechi Yokoro. Govo ein pochos me'asar tfachim v'lo yeser al esrim amos. V'rochvo ad eser amos.
He could hold that's the problem in this case, that you don't have a shame Pesach lesson.
He could hold that it just doesn't have a shame, that it has to be the Pesach of a Mavoi that you place the Korah. That you place the Korah on the Pesach of a Mavoi. Less than 10 tfachim is not considered Pesach of a Mavoi.
Is that because if it lacks in being a roof, or if it has to be a roof of Pesach of a Mavoi?
It's a good question. He sounds like he's learning the Mavoi itself has to have a Shein Pesach before the Korah Lechi, because he says Kama Yia Pesach Mavoi V'Yia Dai Lech Sheiro B'Lechi Yokorah. Has to be an entity. You place the Korah. You have to put the Korah in a spot that is structurally considered the opening that's considered the opening of the mavoi. If you put it too low, then you're delineating an area that's not considered the opening of the mavoi. right? Because an opening has to be ten tefachim high. You don't consider something an opening of an area if it's less than ten tefachim high. It's not that you're making it into a mechitza going around. It's just simply not the makom of the. You have to put it on the opening of the mavoi. If you put it lower than ten tefachim high, you're not putting it on the opening of the mavoi anymore.
It seems like they have an opening.
Well, it's a good question. It's a good question. See, this is a famously this is a confusing Rama, because then the Rama says like this. Bamed var mamurim shaloha yolot suras pesach. It says, when can't you put the korah lamala me'asrim and lamata me'asara and wider than 10 amos? That's when you don't have a tsuras pesach. Aholim hayolot suras pesach, afilu haya gavoa mea ama, o pachos me'asara, o rochav mea ama, arezu mutter. So the question in the Rishonim and in the Achronim, what the Rama means by this. Does he mean that if you had a Mavoi whose entrance is 8 Tfachim high, the wall of the Mavoi is 8 Tfachim high, so you can't put the Korah on top of the Mavoi, right? But, he says, unless you have a Tzuras HaPesach. Now, does he mean an 8 Tefach Tzuras HaPesach, or does he mean a 10 Tefach Tzuras HaPesach?
Wouldn't you have a lechi
anyway?
Right.
Yeah, but lechi doesn't work either in a tefach pesach.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it says in the beginning. Kama yiyeh pesach hamavoy v'yiyeh dai lechsheo belechi o korah. Now this is also a problem. That in the first problem is also a problem. What does he mean? How high can the mavoi be to be mutter by a lechi? What does he mean? Kama yihye pesach hamavoi to be mutter by a lechi? And then he says that it can't be higher than 20 amos. That itself is a big problem in the Rambam, because there's no din of 20 amos by a lechi. The din of 20 amos is only by a korah. So is the Rambam saying that if you have a mavoi whose walls are 20 amos high, you can't use a lechi? So the Magen Mishnah says, no, that's not what he's talking about. Magen Mishnah says he's only talking on the Korah part over there. He's only talking about the Korah in that part. Korah can't be higher than 20, but if you have a lechi, it doesn't matter. Not that I know of. But it could be what we're saying now. It could be that we're saying now is a solution. That I have to think this through carefully. That the Rambam is learning that the makom of the Korah and Lechi has to be on the Pesach HaMavoi. Right? He never changes that. Even from Rav, when the Gemara rejects Rav, that is never fully gone. I have to think this through. I will leave the Rambam too. We'll leave the Rambam for now. But okay, I think what we said in the beginning is very important to think over. Don't worry about the Rambam now.